KQNK.com/commercials.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 6th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 59%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.39, and the dew point is 18 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Kansas wheat farmers are not having an easy time of it this year. Because of dry conditions, some farmers are worried they may not have a wheat crop at all. And those who irrigate have higher costs and pumping limits to deal with. But poor topsoil has also been an issue for farmers this year. Farmers in western Kansas have struggled the most. Opening arguments in a child death case were given yesterday. Roxanne Stewart has the story.
Opening arguments in the case of a Topeka man accused in the death of his two-year-old daughter were given in Shawnee County District Court late yesterday morning. The Capital Journal reports Jeffrey J. James Exxon is accused of neglect in the death of his daughter Aurora at a time when he was intoxicated and incapacitated for several days. Exxon is facing several charges, including first and second degree murder with special circumstances. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
And with the Easter holiday coming up this weekend, some offices will be closed on Friday and Monday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Senate took a major step towards reducing Kansas's property taxes by adopting a constitutional amendment that would limit annual valuation increases to 4% for real property for purposes of property taxation. The amendment contains exceptions in the event property is renovated or sold, yet would provide predictability for Kansans already feeling the pinch of high taxes. Combined with the truth in taxation legislation adopted in previous sessions, the amendment represents a significant step in the effort by Republicans to fight the sharp increases in property taxes that have repeatedly burdened property owners and made it hard for many Kansans to simply stay in their homes. Senate President Ty Masterson said that Kansans are rightfully fed up with shocking property valuation changes that defy logic. And for years, Republicans have championed property tax reform. He said, now it's time that they act, because if they truly believe property ownership is a cornerstone of freedom, then it must be possible for people to afford the taxes on that property. The amendment now heads to the House after passing in the Senate. After three consecutive sessions of trying to get the bill restricting transgender athletes to compete on teams based on their biological sex to become law, Kansas lawmakers successfully overrode Governor Laura Kelly's veto. The focus of lawmakers was requiring female athletic teams to only include members who are biologically female. And this applies to school teams and club sports sponsored by K-12 schools as well as colleges. Republicans in both the House and the Senate needed a two-thirds majority to override the bill, dubbed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. In the House, Democratic Representative Marvin Robinson of Kansas City was the deciding vote, overriding the governor's veto, 84-40. And another Democratic representative was absent due to a death in the family. The Senate approved an override of 28-12. The ACLU of Kansas claims the law was never about protecting women's sports, but harassing and discriminating against a small group of people. Republican lawmakers, as well as Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, said the new law simply protects the rights of female athletes, and Kobach added that he will defend the law from any legal challenges. The National Sorghum Producers, or NSP, will now begin accepting entries for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners are selected from contestants split into east and west regions for each division, which includes irrigated, dry land, no-till, dry land tillage, and one overall winner for food grade. And the entry deadline for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 15th. A complete field of 10 or more continuous acres planted in the sorghum seed variety named on the entry form will be designated as the contest field. The contestants must harvest and report at least 1.5 contiguous acres. Harvest reports will be made available to contest entrants beginning on May 1st, and all completed forms must be received at the NSP office or postmarked no later than November 25th. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enroll, contestants must be a paid NSP member at the time of entry, and more than one member of a family may enroll, but each member must have a separate membership. All entries must be reviewed, and divisions will be placed off of yield only. National and state winners will be recognized at the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2023 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested contestants can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yield-contest. Law enforcement authorities are investigating alleged cattle theft in northwest Kansas, and the Sheridan County Sheriff's Department is asking for the public's assistance in the case involving 80 head of cattle missing from south of Hoxie, Kansas. The cattle are described as black and a mixture of fall steers and heifers. There is a possible reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of anyone involved in this theft or missing cattle case. According to the Baca County, Colorado Sheriff's Office, in December of 2022, law enforcement investigated a similar cattle theft in Baca County, Colorado, 231 miles southwest of Hoxie. In Nebraska news, a judge ruled on Wednesday that the woman accused of running over and killing two men with her car is not mentally competent to stand trial, and according to court documents, 27-year-old Taylor Bradley will be taken to the Lincoln Regional Center for appropriate treatment. Judge Lori Yardley said it's possible that she could become competent to stand trial in the foreseeable future, and a competency status hearing has been scheduled for May 31st to determine if Bradley will be able to stand trial. Bradley is accused of killing 45-year-old Ronald Gonzalez Rebus and 42-year-old Christopher Carmazian at a Lincoln apartment complex near 40th Street and Nebraska Parkway. And according to Assistant Police Chief Brian Jackson, the victims, who were both maintenance workers at the complex, were struck more than once. Bradley had also tried to run over a third man, Robert Sargent, with her vehicle. Police Chief Teresa Ewens said Bradley purposefully ran over the men, and at a court hearing last Wednesday, Bradley's charges were upgraded to two counts of first-degree murder. The Furnace County Sheriff's Office reported on Wednesday that a vehicle erupted into flames over the weekend near Arapahoe. About 2 miles south of Arapahoe, rural fire crews on Saturday were sent to the car fire on Highway 283, and the road was shut down temporarily as crews worked to extinguish the fire. No one was injured. However, the sheriff's office said the vehicle was a total loss and a small stretch of grass in a nearby ditch was also burned. The sheriff's office thinks the fire started because of a flat tire on a vehicle that was in tow. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with high school head track coach Jason Jones. Coach, it's a new year for you, and looks like you have quite a few numbers out for the team this year. Let's talk about your numbers.
Yeah, we're excited. We've got a little bit bigger squad this year. We've got 33 girls who are actively competing right now. 16 of those are returning letter winners, and we've got 26 athletes on the boys' side. 10 of those are returning, and we've got four great managers, so we're off and running. Big numbers, and we're looking for good things.
And to have that many returners on your squad, that probably sets you up pretty nicely and with some of your running events and field events.
Yeah, we've got pretty good experience. We've got 17 seniors this year are athletes. We've got one senior manager. So, you know, that's a pretty good core group of our team who have had lots of experience with us. And that, obviously, past performances give us something to build on there. So we're looking forward to their leadership and what it can bring to us.
And you mentioned that you had, I believe, five different coaches. Did you set up any new ones this year?
Yeah, so, of course, I'm back as the head coach. Coach Melvin is still with us. He's been here as long as I have. So we've been in these roles together for 17 years. Coach Hawks is with us still. He's been here somewhere around 10 years. Coach Bailey is working with us again, Lindsay Bailey. We had her on jumps a year ago, but she moved to the distance this year. Of course, Coach Rusink kind of retired his track coaching at the end of last season. And we brought in Chris Delmont, and he's coaching our jumpers for us.
Coach, the weather's been kind of off and on for you. How have you been able to handle the weather for your practices?
The weather is always a struggle. I think we've only had to go inside one day. That was that first Friday or something. I think it was snowing. Of course, we're dealing with the wind a little bit, but everybody is. Really, I feel like this is probably one of the better years we've had, you know, in the first couple weeks of the season as far as weather goes. So battle the wind a little bit, battle some chilly temperatures, but at least we're able to get out there and get some stuff done.
Your first meet will be here in Norton at the Travis Field and Dick Boyd Stadium. The teams that are coming, anybody new this year?
So we've got, I think we're going to have 10 teams, which is up a little bit. So Colby and Logan are coming again. Ness City, they've been here before. Northern Valley and Goodland return, as well as Phillipsburg. I think this will be the second year Plainville's coming, and then we've got Trigo, Western Plains, and us. So we'll have 10 teams.
And that meet will start at 3 o'clock, and that's at the it starts in between the junior high and the field events. Am I right?
Yeah, so the junior high, we're having their track meet, invitational track meet at 9 o'clock, and they will finish up their field events probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, between 1 and 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. And then we will start with our javelin at 3 o'clock. We start the rest of the field events at 3:30. I think the running events for the junior high start somewhere around 1 or 1:30, something like that. So they'll be on the track while we're in the field. And then as they're finishing up on the track, we will be headed to the track. We do have a couple things. You know, we're going to do our senior recognition again this year for golf and track. And again, that's going to happen after the 300-meter hurdles during the high school track meet. And we are going to take a short pause at about 2:30, somewhere in there where we can break the junior high running events at a good spot. And we are, Jay Singers are going to sing the national anthem for us, and we're going to have flag raising. So we'll take just a few minutes and do the national anthem there as we get kicked off. And so we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to having everybody here and having a great day.
Coach, on Tuesday of next week, and of course you don't have classes on Friday and Monday, so Tuesday you're going to be heading over to Smith Center for that track meet.
Yeah, we start at Smith Center on Tuesday at 3 o'clock, so it's a pretty quick turnaround for us in terms of practice time, but we'll have a meeting after our track meet is over and kind of get some things in order. We'll try to have kind of an optional practice on Monday evening, and we'll be ready to go on Tuesday.
Coach, at the Smith Center meet, 16 teams, and could be quite a few of the MCL teams involved in that meet. What do you feel that the MCL will look like this year?
Well, as always, I think it's going to be, you know, competitive. Of course, you know, Russell is in, Hoxie is in. We've got those things. That mixes things up quite a little bit. And I don't know the numbers of people they have on their team, all those other teams, but TMP has usually got a large team. Phillipsburg's got a large team. And so You know, that really doesn't slow down a track meet much because everybody's limited on entries, but it sure has the potential to increase the competitive level in the events. And so we like to see that because we like to know where we stack up for down the stretch.
Well, Coach, you got a busy few days here hosting Norton Invitational on Thursday at 3 p.m., and then again on Tuesday you travel over to Smith Center. So we wish you the best of luck on those two meets. And reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Jones, and good luck to the Blue Jay track team starting today here in Norton. Funeral services for Maris Brooks, 98 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, April 8th at the United Methodist Church in Clayton. Interment will follow at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, April 7th at the funeral home, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Clayton United Methodist Church or the Clayton Cemetery and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajitas, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be beef tamale pie, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, starting at 9:30 a.m., the Junior High Invitational Track here in Norton. At 1 p.m., the High School Junior Varsity Golf at Trigo. And at 3 p.m., the High School Track Invitational here in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. Your experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 61 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 30 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 38 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 75 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 73. On Monday, sunny with a high near 78. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 84. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 59%. The wind speed is west at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.40, and the dew point is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Just happy to be here.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped Game 3 of their series with the Toronto Blue Jays as they fell 3-0 on Wednesday night. The Royals sent Zach Greinke to the mound for his second start of the season, and overall, he was excellent. Greinke went 6 innings for the Royals and surrendered just one run on 7 hits along with 4 strikeouts, but he was still tagged with the loss. Taylor Clark was the first reliever summoned from the bullpen for the Royals, and he had his first rough outing of the season. Clark was able to go 2 innings for the Royals, but he allowed 2 runs on 3 hits to Toronto, including a solo home run by Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The Royals' offense was shut out for the third time in 70 games to start the season in this contest. The Royals amassed just 2 hits on the night to go along with 4 walks. And as a team, they went 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, with Bobby Witt Jr. and MG Melendez both going 0-for-2 with a chance to drive in a run. The Royals will now try and salvage a series split when they take on Toronto in the series finale coming up this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch is at 1:10. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
If I could be you...
And you could be me...
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how it begins with us.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well-child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have a freeze warning in effect for a large part of central Kansas from Russell to Great Bend to Salina further south, including Newton, Wichita, Wellington, Iola, and Sedan, with a frost advisory posted from Paola further south to Baxter Springs. A ridge of high pressure is going to be easing on off to the east of us by tonight. Light winds return as the ridge of high pressure moves out, and we'll have increasing winds on Friday. Dry conditions with an elevated fire danger threat. It's going to be warming up next week with near record high temperatures as a ridge of high pressure moves in, with our next bigger chance of thunderstorms arriving by the middle of the month. Mostly sunny today in northwestern Kansas, cool with a high in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy in north central Kansas with a high near 60. Sunny and dry in northeastern Kansas, today's high 58. Southwestern Kansas, sunny with a high close to 60 this afternoon. In south central Kansas, a freeze warning this morning. Sunny and 62 later on today, with upper 50s likely in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday. Live cattle and April lean hogs were the only ones that closed in the positive territory on Wednesday. Traders anticipate higher cash cattle this week and are anxious to see business take place. Feeder cattle have not been reacting to corn prices closely this week, and hogs are under significant pressure with June posting a new low. Looking now to the grains, May corn down 3 cents early this morning, staying below the 100-day average at $6.57, but not going anywhere fast. May soybeans are trading down 7 cents this morning, reluctant to trade any higher, even though old crop supplies remain limited this summer. As for wheat, Kansas City wheat for May trading up 6 cents early this morning, staying above the 100-day average at $8.56. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual